Hello, everybody. Halo. Halo shampoo. Halo. There used to be an ad when I was a kid. Halo gone. Halo ain't there no more. Today is March 27th, 2025. And trends in the news. You don't get it anywhere else. Yep. The trend is your friend, and we're the world leader in trend forecasting. Nobody comes close. Not just by the facts. I'm publishing the Trends Journal since 1991. Trends 2000, best-selling book. Bop, 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 bop. Trend tracking, far better than Megatrends, Time Magazine, on and on and on. We're giving you everything we can, and they're giving you nothing out there. Just giving you a lot of bullshit. We'll get into the bullshit later. But let's go on to the markets. Let's see what happened. The stocks were down today. What a surprise. Why? Well, because of the tariffs. And by the way, I support tariffs. I'm against globalization. I believe in self-sufficient and self-sustaining economies. I don't want all this shit coming in. Yeah, but the stupid Trump with the bullshit. Yeah, we're going to put high tariffs on champagne and wine. I want that wine. French champagne, you know, and a good Italian prosciutto. But we could make the clothes here. We don't need them over there. You put the tariffs on that kind of stuff and the shoes and the other things, the furniture, when we used to have shops here that used to make it. So anyway, they're freaking out about the tariffs. So the Dow was down today 155 points. And the NASDAQ 0.33. And NASDAQ 0.53. So the NASDAQ is in correction territory, down more than 10% from its high. The NASDAQ is just floating near it. And remember, the dot-com bust is going to happen. We're talking about it. We're giving you the facts, and everybody else is forgetting about it. They're not even talking about it. So what else happened? Hey, how about gold prices? As we went on the air, 3,055 dollars per ounce. Yeah. The world is freaking out. Central banks are buying up gold. They know how bad it is. And the Trends Journal, the only magazine on the planet that called 2024 a golden year for gold. It only went up 27%. And now we're looking at gold going up almost 15% this year. So this is serious. So we're still bullish on gold. Bitcoin's hanging in that 87K range. Still bullish on that as well, because as we said, the crypto club donated a lot of dough to the Trump administration. It's all about the bottom line. They're going to do everything they can to keep the price up. Brent crude's almost at $74 a barrel. You know, that's a, it's a, 1 month high, but it's still below where it was. And they're freaking out because of the trade war risks and Trump cutting off, trying to stop Venezuela from selling oil and Iran. So what's going to really bring the prices up is when they go to war against Iran. And we believe that's going to happen, unfortunately. And when that happens, it's going to crash the equity markets and the global economy. Ready? Chinese stocks lure back investors. Chinese equities, this is from the Wall Street Journal, have been out of favor among many investors for the past few years. Yeah, because they have that, you know, that crisis in real estate. They way overbuilt it, and in 3 years of zero COVID policy, they destroyed the economy. Draconian lockdown destroyed the lives and livelihoods of hundreds of millions of people. However, the tide appears to be turning, driven by corporate enthusiasm over artificial intelligence. No shit. Blow me away. What did we say? We said this was going to happen. China's going to lead the world in AI. One major catalyst has been the emergence of homegrown AI startup DeepSeek, which has impressed the tech industry. It claims rivals OpenAI, ChatGPT, while using less advanced chips, yeah, and at much lower prices. So all of those people that also invested in those power plants to make them big chips ain't going up, man. It's going down. DeepSeek has been the game changer on many fronts, said Priska. No shit. All right. Again, we go by the facts. When Slimeball Slick Willie, a little fucking arrogant dick, I didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. She only sucked my dick. Yeah, you can't get away with that shit. Hey, I'm president. I can get away with any shit. You're just a nobody. You got that, everybody? Yeah. This is the T-shirt that I did when Clinton was running in 1992. Anyway, the scumbag brought China into the World Trade Organization. What happened? Back then, 10% of the 18-year-olds went to college. Now, nearly 70%. Again, trend forecasters, you make connections between different fields. Yeah, they're going to college. And they're all AI addicted, like the whole fucking world, particularly young people. Everybody's on their phone. Everybody's on their phone. My buddy Randy Critico said to me, every time I'm on the subway, he said, once upon a time, people used to read newspapers and magazines. Everybody's on their phone. Nobody talks to each other. Everybody's on their phone. They walk down the street on their phone. Yeah, you go to a bar, everybody's on their phone. People don't have a fucking clue what's going on. So anyway, going back to AI, China's it. Love it, hate it, the way it is. To avoid tariffs, Hyundai plans to invest in U.S., $21 billion. Again, I'm all in favor of this, but here's the other deal. Hyundai, not American companies are investing. Oh, some of them are, but they're bringing foreign countries here. So it's different. It's different when there were American companies here. So foreign companies are investing here. But again, I support the tariffs. It's going to take time, but it's also doing damage to the equity markets. OpenAI claims an image creation breakthrough for ChatGPT. Again, it's the future. Love it, hate it, want it. But trends are born, they grow, they mature, reach old age and die. This trend has just been born. Just been born. And like we said with the dot-com bust when we called it in 1999, in the fall, we said it would bust by the second quarter of 2000, which it did. Again, your facts are here in your Trends Journal, 1999.com this. You overinvested in all these first AI companies. The trend was only born in 2022. But it's the future. Moody's signals deteriorating U.S. finances. This is from the Financial Times. Credit rating group Moody's has warned on U.S. fiscal outlook, saying President Donald Trump's trade tariffs can hamper the country's ability to cope with a growing debt pile and higher interest rates. Can't figure out why gold prices are going up. And I want to make this clear. Much of the world has had enough of America's hegemony, economic and geopolitical. The BRICS are the future. The death of the dollar is happening. And again, as the economy goes down, Trump is going to push the feds to lower interest rates. The lower interest rates go, the higher gold prices go. Again, the bigs keep getting bigger. Silver Lake completes $25 billion Endeavor deal. Building materials company James Hardy Industries, $8.7 billion. Again, the bigs keep getting bigger. So now the news is out there about that thing about that guy Goldberg from Atlantic hearing what the United States is going to do and bombs away over Yemen. This is an article from the Wall Street Journal. Trump's strategy for war chat fallout is attack. The White House is going to war over war plans, dusting off a familiar playbook that President Trump has used for decades to blunt controversies, attack, attack, attack. The president and his senior advisors, little stupid fucking pieces of shit. This is the fucking crap. Senior advisors, I'm your leader. I'm an official piece of shit. Anyway, quote, it's all a witch hunt, Trump told reporters on Wednesday. There is no harm done because the attack was unbelievably successful. And that's the thing you should be talking about. Unbelievably successful? Oh, that you killed a lot of innocent people? Not a word of why the Houthis are doing what they're doing. They're trying to stop the genocide being committed by Israel. They re-ramped up the bombing of the ships over there in the Red Sea when Israel, again, not our language, Haaretz, the Israeli newspaper, violated the ceasefire agreement with Hamas. But we won't talk about that because nobody does. Not a word about it. Not a word about it. Trump says he will continue bombing Yemen, quote, for a long time. Yep. We can keep it going for a long time. We're going to do it for a long time. We're going to do it. Hey, who's the we? Who's the we? Not you. Not little Huckleberry. No. Oh, Hinkson, I'm a tough guy. How about little Cottonmouth? Anybody, go over there and fight and shut your fucking mouths. And we should not be doing this. But again, not a word about why they're doing it. The Yemeni armed forces affirm that American aggression will only increase the Yemenis' steadfastness and resilience, and that the confrontations over the last few days are only the beginning of what will be a gradual expansion of defensive operations in the coming days, Houthi military spokesman said today. And they're announcing attacking warships, U.S. warships in the area. Yep, they say 25 civilians were killed in just the first week. Yeah, they're only civilians. They don't count. U.S. launches 15 airstrikes around Yemen's capital, Sana'a. Yep. Isn't that nice? And talking about Israel genocide, how about this? This is from Haaretz, the Israeli newspaper. Netanyahu slams U.S. pro-Palestinian protests in anti-Semitism conference. Not anti-Semitism conference. Shove the anti-Semitism shit up your fucking ass. It's nothing to do with anti-Semitism. Netanyahu's not a Semite. Semites are from the Mesopotamia region. The Ashkenazi Jews. Yep. Milikowski, not Netanyahu, the real name. He goes on. I welcome all those from across the political spectrum. He said, thank you for standing with the force of civilization against the forces of barbarianism. Barbarianism? Barbarism. Barbarism is a disease. I say barbarism because anti-Semitism is a disease carried out by barbarians that threaten all civilized societies as we're slaughtering Palestinians right in front of your eyes, bombing them to ruin, blowing them up, destroying their city. Who's the barbarian here? We're fighting anti-Semitism in the Middle East. No, you're not. You're stealing all the Palestinian land in the West Bank, but we won't talk about that. You drove over 40,000 people out of their homes in the last few weeks in the West Bank, slaughtering them day after day. We won't talk about that. Who's the barbarian? Netanyahu and the gang. With your help, we will do so on an intellectual battlefield of the West. Intellectual? Mind the size of a pea. Netanyahu said he was shocked by the explosion of anti-Semitism. It ain't anti-Semitism. It's anti-Semitism. genocide. Let's get this straight. Nothing to do with the Jewish people. But the, as the Jewish people are saying, as we reported, like Jewish Voices for Peace and others saying, yes, the Jewish people are going to be blamed for this, just like you blame the German people for Hitler. You got it? And the Japanese people. Oh, remember when they put them in camps in the United States? They blamed the Japanese people for the bombing. All right. They blame the Japanese people for when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. They're going to do the same thing to the Jewish people. Not because of the people, because of the ignorance of the politicians that are making this happen. As we win a war against anti-Semitism in the Middle East, it rages in Western civilization. Total fucking bullshit. I cannot believe that in Boston, in Cambridge, in MIT, where I went to school, in nearby Harvard, in Columbia and elsewhere, people are demonstrating. Oh, you can't? Who are they demonstrating for? They're demonstrating for the people that you're slaughtering. You got it, got some. For murderers and rapists, the rapist stuff was all fucking bullshit. Oh, remember they were killing the babies too? All bullshit. Oh, how about what you're doing to the Palestinian prisoners? Oh, that doesn't count. That rapism doesn't count. Yeah. Anyway, terrible. Israel drone strike kills four people in southern Lebanon. Oh, they broke the ceasefire. They've been killing people in southern Lebanon all over. Well, why, you anti-Semites, Salenti? We can break the ceasefire. I am the chosen person. Yep. Thursday's strike was the latest in a series of attacks in Lebanon despite the November ceasefire. Ready for this? Middle East Monitor. That was from Al Jazeera before. 4,500 amputations, including 800 children, 540 women in the Gaza Strip. So this is the picture they put up. Look at this. This poor kid. One of 800 of 4,500 people. None of this in the American media. Here. Look at the toilet paper a record, day after day. Let's look at it. Oh, yeah. What's this? This is Sunday. Nothing there about, what do we got here? M23 fighters were in strong presence in Goma, in the Congolese city. Online scammers, Congo rebel, how a law firm decided to fold instead of fight. Nothing about the slaughter. How come you're not showing that? Oh, how about that? Oh, Canadian businesses stared down barrel of trade war. Whoa, in international news. Oh, look at that. What's going on in Italy? What's going to happen to that little scenic island? Is it going to be, we hope it goes well. This is the shit. The Pope. Pope a dope. I wonder why the guy is sick. Look at the fat guy. Yeah. Oh, he came out, though. He came out against the war. What do we got there? Yep. As children, about the Nazis and terrible what happened, Holocaust. But how about the Holocaust being committed against the Palestinian children today? No, that's not there. Hey, look at this whole thing about page after page in the toilet paper about Ukraine. Look at this. Front page article, big thing. For Ukraine, six children, a war within the war. Page after page after page, but no page about the slaughter of the Palestinians, the bombing the place to ruin. Oh, international organization. This is in Middle East Monitor. This is not allowed in the American and Western media. Israel, Middle East News, Palestine, UN Israel rejects all attempts to deliver aid to Gaza, UN agency. Quote, the situation in Gaza is deteriorating as the tense hostilities continue. Basic supplies are running out. Attempts by humanitarian organizations to coordinate access with the Israeli authorities, totally rejected. Quote, anything less is a death sentence to the people, infrastructure, and the entire region. Yeah, that's what Israel wants. Oh, what was Trump Netanyahu talking about barbarism? Oh, yeah, right here in front of you, right? You ready? The Israeli army launched aerial campaigns in Gaza on March 18th, killing 830 people, injuring another 1,800, and shattering a ceasefire and prisoner exchange agreement that took place in January. The UN estimates that 124,000 Palestinians again have been displaced by Israel as they resume attacks in Gaza. But it's news that Netanyahu, yeah, anti-Semitism bullshit. Oh, at least six people are killed in Israeli attacks in southern Syria. They could kill anybody they want, anywhere they want. Yep. What else? Boost for Netanyahu after Knesset-backed surge in war spending. That's right. More money for war. And again, here, article in the Wall Street Journal. Truce offers little shift in Ukraine war. When the White House said it brokered an agreement between Russia and Ukraine to eliminate the use of force in the Black Sea, it looked like a breakthrough. Not to us. We said it was bullshit. Look at your cover of this week's Trends Journal. It's right there. Yep. Trump talks about peace, just bullshits about the rest of it. Hey, let's go back to what Trump said.
My proudest legacy will be that of a peacemaker and unifier. That's what I want to be, a peacemaker and a unifier. Around the world, I'm moving quickly to end wars, settle conflicts, and restore the planet to peace. I want peace, and I don't want to see everybody being killed. And you take a look at the death in the Middle East and the death that's taking place between Russia and Ukraine. It's been going on, and we're going to end it.
But we had no wars. They said, he will start a war. I'm not going to start a war. I'm going to stop wars.
I want to see the Middle East get back to peace and real peace, but a peace that's going to be a lasting peace. And that's going to happen. I feel really, truly confident it's going to happen, and I believe it's going to happen soon.
So we're going to have peace through strength. We're not going to have to fight.
So if I'm president, I will have that war settled in one day, 24 hours.
I want immediate peace.
We have never been closer to World War III than we are today under Joe Biden.
Well, there are two ways Iran can be handled, militarily or you make a deal. I would prefer to make a deal.
We will restore.
All right. Total fucking bullshit. Bragging about how we're bombing the hell out of Yemen, huh? Total fucking bullshit. Oh, I guess I'll get called for anti-Semitism. Listen, people are canceling their subscriptions because we're coming out for peace. We need your help to keep the Trends Journal expanding. We're giving you what nobody else in the world is giving you. Economically and geopolitically, the facts are there. We said the markets would go down. They're going down. We said gold prices would go up. They're going up. We said Trump would expand the wars in the Middle East. He's expanding the wars in the Middle East. We said he was full of shit when he said he was going to end the Ukraine war in 24 hours. We said he was full of shit when he said he would end the war after he got elected before he got into office. And they're canceling everybody, arresting them. That's coming out with the truth. So we need your help, because without it, we're finished, because they're going to take us out too. That's my greatest concern. Or they may kill me, because, hey, why not? He brags about killing other people. So please subscribe to the Trends Journal and check out the interview I did yesterday with Judge Napolitano. You're not going to want to miss it. Salenti and the Judge. Thanks for tuning in. See you soon.